From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Brother Andrew, God's Secret Agent, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. At the Border. Andrew pulled the car to a halt at the border. He had just crossed the Danube River from Bulgaria and was waiting to enter Romania. Four cars were stopped in front of him, and Andrew was relieved. "Surely it will take only a few minutes to get across the Romanian border," he thought. He soon found out how wrong his assessment was. 40 minutes later, the border guards were still inspecting the first car. When finally they waved that car on, the next car in line pulled up to the barrier. The guards then set to work inspecting it. An hour later, everything inside the car had been meticulously spread out on the ground, along with the car seats and the hubcaps. The guards were now busy taking apart the engine. Andrew stuffed his hands into his pockets and tried to look unfazed, though his heart was jumping through his chest. He had crossed the border into communist countries numerous times before, but this was the first time he had seen anything like this.
"What about my cargo? Those precious Bibles?" Andrew thought.
If the guards stripped his car, they would be sure to find the contraband items. The Bibles would be taken from him, and he would end up in a Romanian prison with no one from the outside knowing where he was. It was a heavy price to pay, but with God's help, Andrew hoped to smuggle the Bibles through right under the guards' watchful eyes. Andrew did what he always did when facing such situations. He prayed silently about it. Then he did the exact opposite of what would seem to be the best chance of getting the Bibles over the border. Instead of keeping them hidden in the back seat of his car, he pulled out several of the Bibles and piled them beside him on the front seat, where the border guards would be sure to see them. Finally, 4 hours after Andrew had pulled to a stop, a guard waved him forward.
"Now it's the time to stay cool, calm, and collected," Andrew told himself as he drove his car up to the barrier.
He smiled as he greeted the guards.
"Nice day,"
he said pleasantly as he reached for his Dutch passport. Being calm and collected under pressure was something Andrew knew how to do. As a boy growing up in Holland, he had learned how to face danger coolly and calmly, first in the form of a game he used to play to challenge himself, and then, for real, actively opposing the Germans after they had invaded his country. Chapter 2. Pretend Spy. Adventure. That was just what 8-year-old Andrew Vanderbilt needed, and it was what he was missing. As he walked down the main street of the Dutch village of St. Pancras, Andrew was overcome with how boring life was. He knew every house in the village and every family who lived in them. He knew what everyone did, or was supposed to do. It was 1936, and he assumed that 20 years from now he could walk down the same street and find that things were just the same. He imagined himself as a blacksmith, like his father, going deaf from the constant banging of metal on metal and his skin pockmarked with burns from embers flying out of the furnace. He sighed. Where was the adventure he read about in library books?
"In my imagination and nowhere else, that's where," he told himself.
Andrew was halfway along the elm tree-lined dike road when he decided to pretend that he was a spy creeping up on the Vetstra's house. He checked to see that no one was watching, and then he ducked behind a bush. Slowly, he crept up to the window of the house. He had to step over a spare pane of glass that was propped against the house. He peered in the window and watched Mrs. Vetstra humming to herself as she put a tray of cookies into the wood stove. Suddenly, Andrew was struck with an idea. What if he climbed up on the roof and blocked the chimney with a pane of glass at his feet? How funny it would be to see the smoke billowing into the kitchen and Mrs. Vetstra trying to figure out what had happened. It would be fun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?